the ones you're going to have on the road, then it's time for you to put shoes on each foot.
Uh-huh.
Lots of time we just around a little bit, you put them on the front and it seemed like they could pull better if it's a little slick or stand up. Put them on 2 feet. Carl ever done that when I was going to shoe on. Excuse me, I got them. Guess I eat some watermelon.
Yeah. You just always put them on all four, huh? Just about.
Whenever we was going to shoe them.
Yeah.
Like team that way. You know, you had a lot of grain then to haul the mill and on your wagon. You use team like trucks or does that now.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You figure on having them on the road all the time. I kept them shoes, shoes on.
Uh-huh.
Shod, I call them.
Yeah, yeah. What's the game that you play with the horseshoes?
Well, just pitching horseshoes.
Okay. Did you tell me you kept sheep?
Tell what?
Did you tell me you kept sheep?
Yeah, we had sheep a whole lot of the time.
We call them male sheep.
Buck.
And a female sheep is a...
Well, be a ewe. Just a ewe, I guess.
Okay. And what'd you raise them for?
Wool.
Okay. They tell me, now, I don't know, I've never been around sheep, they tell me sheep are real stupid. Is that true?
No? I don't think so. I don't know. Stupid to me.
No stupider than cows, huh?
No.
Let's see.
We used to raise goats for wool, too. Shear them.
Huh. I didn't know you could do that with goats.
Mm-hmm.
Did
well,
you
it's Angoria goat. It's got long hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Angoria.
Yeah, I've heard of those. Those are nice.
Had them long horns, though.
Yeah.
Me and my twin bud had goats. My daddy let us have some goats.
Uh-huh.
This old buck's goat, the bull of them, we'd pull his hair. We'd put our wagon in the barn, in the driveway of the barn, and put a cotton sack over it. I'd reach down, pull his hair, and man, he'd knock it. Wagon, he'd knock her plumb over again in the barn. Just keep hitting it till he did. And he's caught me and him both going out the gate to go to the house and make a dive at us, and we'd have to catch them horns and just go to the ground with him to hold him, and the other half come and help us get loose.
Gosh, that's terrible.
Well, we messed with him and shot him that. One time, my bud is down in the lot and he's going to keep him from getting him. Had a neck yoke for, I guess you know what that is, going in the wagon. He's going to hit him with that neck yoke head back there, and that old girl hit right before he could hit him with that neck yoke. Just hit him right in the front legs, on his legs.
Oh, it knocked him down?
Well, I was there and kind of caught his horn, keep him from keeping at him, or he would have.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. The horns, do they have the points that stuck out?
Well, now, we cut that point off.
Uh-huh.
He's big horns. Oh, that long, didn't he? But we cut that much of it off. It had that point out on the end.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But that would hurt you if he'd hit you with that stub, but wouldn't poke into you like that point would.
Uh-huh. But still, wasn't too great.
Well, I never had him to poke it into me, but it would have if you left it on there.
Uh-huh.
And he'd rake up and cut you with him. That's right, just sticking right out there, that point, he'd butt up, he'd really work you over.
Yes, I don't want to fool around with him.
So we just cut it off.